Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, sitting down with us now here at the Devil's River Whiskey Broadcast Desk. He is the head coach of Illinois.
Well, in our neck of the woods, we like to call him the former Stephen F. Austin coach.
Yes, you recognize the name. It's Brad Underwood. Coach, how are you?
Well, it's I'm not in the Piney Woods, and there's nothing wrong with that. That was a great place. I'm doing great.
Well, let's talk about let's lead with what you're doing at Illinois. Clearly, you wanted to get more done, but you're turning over that roster. Big Ten basketball. I know we're going to get to Michigan, obviously, because you're well aware. But start with your program.
Yeah, it was. I think anytime you take over, when a change has been made, there's challenges. Mm-hmm. And I compare it to the show Wife Swap. You know, you're taking over a family that isn't yours, and we had tremendous growth. We were one of the youngest teams in the country. Mm-hmm. You know, we were kind of a hard luck team at times. We lost four games that were very, very close. One at the buzzer, we lost too early, our first two Big Ten games back-to-back in overtime. And
plus, look at the conference.
And, it's the Big Ten's really special, mm-hmm, because it's great, great venues, sellout crowds everywhere. The fans are so passionate in the Big Ten, and so that makes it hard to win on the road.
Right.
But I like where we're headed. I like our growth. We fought for our culture. We fought for the mm-hmm – I understand you know, the process. You have to go through these moments to grow to get where you want.
Right.
And we're headed in the right direction.
I was personally a big fan, not because I went to school there. I went to A&M, but I was a personally big basketball fan of Purdue this year, particularly Carson Edwards and Michigan. I thought both of them might go to the Final Four. And you got two teams that could have gone to the Final Four, maybe more if you look at Michigan State and others. Break down if you can, and I hate that term, but really what you know about Michigan and what can get them to Monday night.
Well, I love Michigan, and I've said all along I thought Michigan was the best team. And in terms of Purdue's a Final Four team,
yeah,
that had an unfortunate injury, and they had something nobody else had, mm-hmm, in Isaac Haas. And I know Carson extremely well,
he's in our area,
being at Tassasita, yeah, and recruited that program. And he just threw a 40 ball on us this year, so it made it. But they're a Final Four caliber team as well. But Michigan is, we played them last year when I was at Oklahoma State. They, mm-hmm, beat us by a point in the tournament. This team is not as good offensively as that team, but they're better defensively, and I think this is one of John's best defensive teams. They're deeper, they scored in so many ways.
Right.
I think they've got one of the most underrated players in the country in Rachman.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mo Wagner's been terrific. He didn't play very well against Florida State. And
he did against my guys.
And they still won. Yeah. And they still won.
I'm still mad at him.
The only concern I have for them, mm-hmm, is they have been a very poor free throw shooting team. And in the Final Four,
got to do it.
You've got to make free
throws.
Look
at Michigan, Ramil Robinson back in the day.
But Matthews is playing great for them. This is a very, very talented team. They pass the ball. They score it from every position.
Coach, you've been around the state of Texas a little bit. It's a pretty good basketball state. And by the way, he did pronounce Atascocita right.
How about that?
We played a clip the other day, Coach, of a guy trying to say Atascocita.
It was not pretty.
It didn't go well for him.
It didn't go well for him.
Atascocita, I think is what he said, something like that. Yeah, it didn't go well for him. Texas is, they're loaded with basketball talent.
Great.
And you got a bunch of teams that are trying to keep the guys in there, but it's still a hotbed for all these other teams to come in there and pluck some guys out. And you got Texas players all over the nation too, right?
Well, everybody always asks me the difference between the two leagues,
mm-hmm,
and I say it's state of Texas. And really, with the exception of maybe Hugs at West Virginia in the Big 12, and he doesn't get in there a bunch,
right?
Obvious reasons, mm-hmm, but everybody recruits Texas in the Big 12, and, mm-hmm, and rightfully so. And yet there's still room for a young guy like Carson Edwards to make his way someplace else. And Carson,
it's amazing he fell through the. He didn't literally fall through the cracks because Purdue signed him, but he could. A lot of teams passed on him.
Yeah, and he's a guy that sat behind De'Aaron Fox on his AAU team, and didn't people didn't know. And he's in East Texas. He's not in Dallas. He's not in but it's a tribute. And you look at Tech this year, and you look at their two freshmen and Smith and Culver. And, I mean, those are two guys that I look back at a kid that we had at Stephen F. was a senior this year and unfortunately had some injuries in Ty Charles. Mm-hmm. Ty was a kid from Arlington, the 36th ranked player in the country. And, I mean, he'd start in any league. So,
right.
So many good coaches and so many really, really good players.
Got to ask you about SFA. A lot of our listeners are alumni. That was just an incredible run. I got to call the Southland Conference Championship game with Mark Vandermeer, so I saw you guys go through there. No matter how long you coach, I got to believe that's going to have a special place in your heart.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah. Such good people. And one of the dearest people in the world, I think he's fabulous, Robert Hill, the athletic director, is retiring at the end of the school year this year. And he deserves a lot of credit. And I say this all the time that coaches don't win championships. Administrations do.
Mm-hmm.
And the president there, very, very supportive. They've allowed that to happen and continue.
It's a basketball school.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's become, a little basketball school.
We were selling out. Mm-hmm. And so it's got a tremendous culture. Kyle's in there doing a great job and keeping that thing going and advancing it, to be quite honest. So it's a special place. My wife and I enjoyed our time there, and we'll always go back to see friends.
Well, of course you can pronounce Atascocita. You can pronounce Nacogdoches.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you spell Nacogdoches?
How about that was the first question I got after I was named coach there.
That was
can
the
you
first
spell Nacogdoches?
Can I spell it? And,
it's like a running joke in Texas.
Absolutely. Yeah. Most people don't know it's the oldest town in Texas, and it is, and beautiful country, and great people.
All right. Well, good luck, man.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
I know you're gonna do well up there. You've done well everywhere.
We're gonna have fun doing it, and enjoy the process, and appreciate you guys.
All right, man. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Best of luck, Coach Brad Underwood.
Real quick,
with us.
You're gonna be broadcasting. You're going to be doing some on-air work if you want to shout that out.
Yeah, I do a little bit of that, and I've had a lot of fun with Turner in the opening weekend, and I get to put my degree to use.
I
was a radio TV major back in the day from Kansas State, and won't say what year, that'll tell you how old I am, but it's nice to be able to use it.
How about
we're
that?
We're excited about it.
Your mom would be proud.
Look at that. Wikipedia is over here lying about when you were there, Coach. I don't believe them at all. Coach Brad Underwood with us live from Final Four Radio Row. That's a fun visit with him. Good stuff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.